Mary stop at your house?
The boat?
Yes.
The boat left Washougal every morning at 7 o'clock and came all down, picked up whatever the farmers had to send the bring to Portland. And then came back at between 4 and 5 o'clock and they're back up to Washougal at night.
So it would stop twice a day?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a landing for the boats?
Mm-hmm. Everybody had to have it.
Oh, everybody had their own landing.
Mm-hmm.
Were those called mud stops?
No, not in those days.
Oh.
Go down to the river and... And this one I was just talking about, this girl, you know, Jean, the one that lost her husband here.
Oh, Mrs.
When my brother, I was there helping out when she was her mother, when she was little. And so she started running down this, see, this thing was as long as this room. Only it's slanting like that, see, down to the where the boat stopped. And she started running down there, and I thought, oh my God, is she going to run in the river? But she didn't. She fell down. Stubbed her toe and fell, and that's all that saved her for going in the river.
Wow. Well, now, what would happen if the river were frozen or there were...
You just stay put.
Uh-huh.
You didn't do anything. You could take care of your animals and everything. My dad used to chisel ponds off, you know, two or three of ponds on the island that had full of water, and break big holes, you know, for the cows to drink, because they had to have water or they wouldn't give any milk.
Mm-hmm. So were you worried about supplies during that time?
I don't think so.
You must have been pretty isolated.
I don't think so. I think they had a lot of, you know, when they bought a bag of rolled oats, I bet you as tall as that there metal thing and this wide, that's how we got it. They got stuff, you know, and got it way ahead like that. I don't remember ever being out of anything.
Interesting. Were there any other floods besides the 1894 flood that you remember?
Oh yes, partial. They didn't never get that high again.
Mm-hmm.
See, now they don't have it at all because it's, you know, they have ways of keeping it back.
Well, back to the erosion again, the island has changed some since the beginning.
Oh, sure. Well, there's nobody. The houses are all tore down and everything. The cows are running through our house, the one that some of the people put on there, you know, to take care of later.
What did the landscape, change at all during the time that you were there? I mean, were some of the trees taken off for firewood or... Was the land cleared off, or how would you describe?
Well, that's the only way we had firewood was to saw down a cottonwood tree. Cottonwood and willows, there was another kind. I thought of it the other night. I should have put it down. I don't remember what it was now. There's only about three kinds of trees that grew on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And the cottonwood was the most popular, but it was the softest. The other one was harder material, yes. Anyway.
I wonder what kind of tree your home was constructed of, if they brought over the lumber for that.
Got that in Washington,
yeah.
It's more like they've got cedar.
Mm-hmm. Bring in wood for construction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, we used to love that smell of the cedar. Wood, you know, it was cut, freshly cut. Gosh, it smells so good.
Interesting. Well, you said that you were married at 25. How did you meet your husband?
I told you about him coming up and putting up the windmill.
We weren't on the tape recording.
Oh, he wasn't
so
then?
So maybe you could repeat the story for me.
Oh. my dad went to Portland, and I don't know how he got in touch with this windmill thing in the first place, see? I don't remember that. I guess I was, I know darn well I wasn't too young, because my husband, I went with him then. I must have been 18 or 19 or 20, something like that. And so my dad went to this place. It was on about 2nd or 3rd on Washington Street here in Portland. It had a farm, what do you call them?
Hardware store?
Yes, it'd be hardware, all right, but that isn't the name of it.
Farm equipment store?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I bought this windmill, and my husband was living on with his mother and father here in Portland, and he was working at that store. So they sent him up there to put the windmill up, and that's how I met him. Mm-hmm. And then later, you know, I don't know how many years later, my daughter was 16 or 17, something like that, we moved to Long Beach, Washington, and lived down there till Dorothy started to school when she was 6, and ended up when she was 17 in high school. And then we came back to Vancouver, and my husband got sick, and that's when he passed away. And a lady friend of ours went to see my father-in-law. My mother-in-law had already passed away, see? And asked him if Dorothy and I could move in with him. And he said, yes, they can have the house. He said, I'm going to move with my sister. I can't stay here by myself. So that's how we got on Nebraska Street.
Yeah, let's see. What happened? Did you move away from the island when you got married?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
What happened to your father's farm after you moved
away? My brother took over.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did your brother... Now, your brother took over while your father was still there?
No, my dad didn't have anything to do with it, but he stayed there with them because he... He liked his wife and that little girl they had later, which is awful cute. Of course, me and kids, you know. I guess I'm part kid myself.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a break.
Okay. Over the farm from your father. How long did he have the farm?
My brother?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, I think he only died about... Well, I guess he's been gone 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
He buried over at Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife just died just this last year.
Mm-hmm.
She was in a rest home.
Mm-hmm. What was your brother's name?
Well, William.
Mm-hmm.
Frank. They were.
Was he younger or older than you?
Younger.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first one.
Mm-hmm. And then your brother? And then your sister?
My sister was 16. I was 16 years older than her.
Mm-hmm. But your brother was in between?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. I see. So your brother had the farm until he passed away.
And my sister passed away 2 years ago this coming July.
Did she keep the farm, or did she sell it, or what happened?
My dad turned it over to my brother.
Uh-huh.
And he ran it all those years.
Uh-huh. And then who had it after he, when he...
Well, then the government's taken over the whole island, see.
Uh-huh.
And that's when she, after my brother passed away, by then his wife let... The government have it,
uh-huh.
And moved off.
Uh-huh. Well, is there anything you'd like to add to this permanent record about the island and the activities around the island? And
Well, I told you that a lot of them were musical, you know, and they had dances on the island, all got together on certain time of the year, and Christmas parties and everything like that. They had a good time. I didn't see where we were, you know, were lacking in anything.
Did the fairy bring you news of what was happening elsewhere? I mean, would they bring you newspapers and magazines and things like that? Or you mentioned your mail was gotten
over from, in Washington.
Yes, uh-huh.
Across the river.
Did you say from Camas?
Huh?
The mail was in Camas?
Well, was it? Vancouver? Either one, I think both, Vancouver and Camas.
Mm-hmm. And you said you would row your boat across to
uh-huh.
get your mail
uh-huh.
every day.
Uh-huh.
The ferry didn't bring your mail in.
No. Brought it to Camas or Vancouver, and then they had you know, like they do, pick up the mail, the driver, and deliver it to the boxes at sea along the highway
uh-huh.
over in Washington.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was rural free delivery.
Uh-huh.
That started in 1904.
Uh-huh.
But before that, you went over to get it
uh-huh.
at the post office.
Uh-huh. Well, Fisher's Landing, we went down there. You know, I remember my mother buying 15 cents worth of candy, you know, little pieces of candy, and she'd get a great big bag like this for 15 cents. I thought, what are you getting now, 2 pieces?
Mm-hmm. If you're lucky.
If you're lucky is right, and I like candy.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I can't think of anything. My brain's not very fast.
Oh, I think you're marvelous. You're doing very well. Well, I want to thank you for spending the time to make this recording.
Well, I've got no, I'm glad to do it, and happy to do it, because
well,
I don't, you know, I'm, and they won't let me work,
uh-huh.
so I got to get my, shoot my mouth off.
Yeah, so you got to do something. Well, thank you again, Mrs. Dalton.